Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam and a crease. The kicker can't trip him up. Headed for the end zone. Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. Got a good one lined up today. The Hall of Famer Rick Hummel will join us live from Jupiter at 10:30. Tony Irons, who's won yet another state championship with that dominating Vachon team, will join us at about 10:50. Martin will be here at 11 o'clock. So much to discuss. Plowsy is our broadcast engineer. Brian is our executive producer. And most exciting thing about your weekend, either sports, socially, or just having fun, what was it?
Oh, man. I think me and my girlfriend got a little food poisoning from some Chinese food. That was like the most exciting part of the weekend.
Wow.
It was a 24-hour deal. It just did not sit right with either one of us.
You ever notice on The Sopranos they eat a lot of Chinese food?
They do.
In addition to pasta. But, boy, some of those Chinese things look really good.
And let me tell you, it's fine having the one bathroom until you have this situation arise.
Boy.
So I'll go no further than that, Frank. But it was an interesting weekend nonetheless. Feel 100% healthy.
Bad Chinese, that's a shame. How about you, Brian?
Wife and I went to Amsterdam for a little bit yesterday, the tavern down in Tower Grove area.
Is there some soccer on the TV?
Yeah, we had a I bought us for Valentine's Day like a little donut and beer combo thing at Alpha Brewing Company, which is down in Tower Grove.
Donut and beer.
Yeah, a food truck or an up and coming food truck, Dojo's. Supplied the donuts, which were good. And then my brother-in-law, who's a big Manchester United fan, was down in Amsterdam, and Alpha's like maybe a half mile away. So we went there for a little bit afterwards, too, watched some soccer.
Amsterdam Tavern is fun.
We watched Arsenal beat Manchester United.
And speaking of soccer, our St. Louis FC squad, it looked like a disastrous morning on Saturday, and then it kind of cleared up. They got the game in, and
they cleared
actually
up earlier
won.
Than they said it would, right?
Yeah.
And it felt great in the afternoon, but in the morning it was pouring down rain. You felt like a disaster was in the making.
Yeah, we thought there was going to be like 100 people there. So. All right, opening monologue brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park, and let's begin with lap one. It had to be one of the least satisfying sports weekends of the year for me, and it started on Friday night. Monique and I made sure we were... I was by a television on Friday night. I went to the games on Friday afternoon. And Barry Henson from SIU Carbondale, had a basketball team in a groove. Three in a row, including a big win over Loyola. And I thought this could be the year for Barry. And they make this run, and it didn't turn out. They got beat by Northern Iowa 61-58. And then after the game, Barry said this to the media.
I made last March the chancellor, and we made a pact that if we didn't go to the NIT or the NCAA, that it would be time for me to step away. And I've had the most enjoyable year, believe it or not, being around these young men and being around my current athletic director, Jerry Keel. I couldn't be more excited right now for Suluki Athletics than what I am, because I know where it's headed. I know who's running the ship now. And I know we've had a lot of issues on campus there in Carbondale, but those issues are getting ready to go away. If you quote me on one thing, I'd like for you to quote me on this. I am so sorry. so sorry that we couldn't get back to the tournament. It's haunted me. It's haunted me my entire life. But I'm a man of faith, and my dad taught me a long time ago. I know not what my future holds, but I know who holds my future. I've made great friends, and these coaches in this league that I've made over the 16 years will be lifelong friends. The players that I've coached against and the players that I've had the opportunity to coach. And I've had the opportunity to work under one of the greatest conference commissioners that a guy could work under. I've been so blessed. I've been so blessed. And I've had tragedy in my life, and every time I've had it, somebody in the conference or the coaching community or the fans have rallied behind my family. But I want to thank you.
Barry Hinson, Friday night. So it's over. They made a deal. No NIT, no NCAA means no job. Just think, though, if Aaron Cook's left-handed layup would have dropped there at the end, or one of those moments late would have been different. He diagrammed a good-looking three there at the end, too. Would he have been cutting down the nets yesterday? Instead, his career could be over. He won 321 games. He had 230 or lower RPI teams that didn't make the tournament. But he didn't make it. Never made the NCAA tourney. His SIU team was the only team in the conference to finish in the top four the last 4 years. He won 22, 17, 20, and 17 games the last 4 years. I'm not saying it was a terrible thing for SIU to do this. I am saying I don't think the next coach is going to do a whole lot more. Good luck trying to find a coach as compelling and as passionate as Barry Hinson. I mean, if you win close to 20 games every year and you're finishing in the top four and you're such an incredible representative for the university, I don't know. As for the championship yesterday, we had Bradley beating Northern Iowa 57-54. So that means the last three games played in the Valley Tournament, the semifinals and the finals, were 7 points in those three games. 7 points. Wouldn't that have been unbelievable if Northern Iowa would have won that game? They entered, a couple of games under 500 this tournament. How about Loyola, too? They go from the story of the year in college basketball to a team that just got beat in the semis of their conference tournament. Man, there's just something so dramatic and sudden about these conference tournaments. Man. All right, lap two. The Blues. The big news this morning, Vladimir Tarasenko, out 10 days, likely 4 games. Upper body injury. That is devastating. Because as we've been telling you for a couple of weeks, they have one line, and now that line is not intact. That line couldn't score when one of them was out a while back, when Braden Schenn, or they couldn't win when that line was not intact with Braden Schenn not there. And now an even more valuable piece of that line is gone. Man, this is a scary stretch. I'll tell you what they do. They owe Jake Allen. He got them a point on Saturday. Yes, he did. Saturday in San Jose, I felt the Sharks were like on the power play the entire third period. They outshot the Note 15-4, and Jake was outstanding. Let's head to the locker room after the game to hear how the team felt about Jake.
I think maybe the start to the season wasn't what he wanted, but I think that speaks for everyone on this team. We weren't very good, and I think this past, three quarters of the season here, or for a long time, he's been very good. Obviously, Benner's came in and played really well. Jake's done what it takes to put in the work, be ready for his chance, and he's making the most of it right now. So he's making huge saves for us, doing what he does, and we have confidence in both our goalies.
Yeah, he was sensational. That was Braden Schenn. I think you could make a case for Jake starting Tuesday against the Coyotes, although Binnington seems to be the great goaltender at home. I guess we should just trust the head coach, who's now 29-16-4 since he took over. Craig Berube's pretty good. Would you agree? Lap three. Billikens blew it. Had a chance to win 20. Had a chance to get, you know, that double bye. All you had to do is beat the Bonnies. You're leading, you know, most of the game. Love listening to the game, by the way, on radio. Quick side note. I admit television trumps radio because you'd rather be able to watch something than listen to something. But if you have one of those bad ESPN3 broadcasts, give me Bob and Earl. I take them over any TV broadcast, period. But especially in a situation where, you know, it's ESPN3, I want them to paint the picture for me. And hearing Bob, you know, just you could just feel the pain as the lead starts to evaporate. I would rather not watch the game and listen to them, which is what I did. Anyway, it's still a solid season, I think. 19 wins with 6 healthy scholarship players. But we're all a little disappointed because of the promise of it all, you know? Tough to lose 3 bigs, you know, before January 1st and overachieve. They have the winner of the Richmond-Fordham game on Thursday night at 7:30. They don't have depth. So they will need more than 6 and 7 points out of Jordan Goodwin, Javon Bess, and Hassan French. And if you don't, you know, have a bunch of guys coming off your bench scoring, well, you better get more out of Best, French, and Goodwin than what you got on Saturday. Tremaine Isabel continues to be their best player. Oh, my goodness. Guy scores 20 every game. All right, lap 4. Help is on the way. And his name is Jory Collins, who lifted his team on his shoulders, and now St. Mary's is going to their first ever Final Four. They beat Cape Central 68-62. I was not at the game, but a guy, a friend of mine, texted me right away with Yori's stats, and he said Jory had 31 points and about 100 assists. He doesn't have the reputation to be a shooter, but he seems like he scores in the 30s now every game. Every game! And he is one of the best passers I have ever seen. St. Mary's will face a Ladue team who refuses to lose. They just keep finding ways to win games. And they're going to their first ever Final Four. And man, are we going to have an interesting Class 5 semifinal too. Francis Howe in their first ever Final Four, led by my friend and roommate and teammate Kurt Jacob from years past at UMSL. He's done an unbelievable job with the Vikings against CBC and Caleb Love, who's playing as well as anybody in the area. He had 35-4 against Melville. But I hope Mizzou has a shot to get him. I don't think Slew's in that sweepstakes, but he would be great to keep him home. And congrats to Vashon. We'll talk with Tony Irons later. 3 things for sure in this world: death, taxes, and the Wolverines. Another state championship. And I'll go out on the line and say, they'll win another next year, too. They're incredible. And Mizzou has a special player coming in, Mario McKinney. All right, lap 5. And Mizzou will need another special player. I was talking to a guy yesterday. And said, boy, Mizzou's really going to be good next year. All those recruits coming in and Jontay Porter. No. Now, I may be wrong about this, but all these mock drafts have Jontay going in the first round. I mean, people come back from ACL and they're fine. I mean, if you're Jontay Porter and you're told by a lot of people you can be a first-round draft pick in the NBA, and this time, you know, you'll probably be in better physical, like have better conditioning, and maybe you're probably lifting weights this whole time. I mean, do you want to come back and play in Tuscaloosa for free when you can get paid in the association? Please. He has to get paid. But I do think with that said, you know, Missouri's got some promise. They got some. They blew another game this weekend against Ole Miss, but boy, I like some of these young players, and I can't wait to see Mark Smith with Drew Smith.
with a lot of nice players, a lot of nice shooters. They're going to be okay. But Jontay Porter, he will not be a Tiger. Please, I get texts about this all the time. No, he's not. All right, lap six. So, it's Saturday morning. It's about 8:30. I have a couple of big pieces of whole wheat toast with some peanut butter and some honey on top of them. Honey from Edibles and Essentials, the best ever. And then I have bananas on top of this. And I'm sitting on a recliner with some really good coffee. I got both dogs on my lap, and I'm watching The Sopranos. So I'm being about as unproductive as a human being can possibly be. And so the phone rings, and it's a FaceTime. So I click it on, and it's Brooke right in the middle of the Washington, D.C. marathon. She's running, and she has the phone, and I'm watching her run. And her first statement was, "I'm running 26.2 miles. What are you doing, fatty?"
Black, you meant that for Kilcoin, right?
Exactly. And I did feel very fat at the time as I wolfed down on that really tasty peanut butter, honey, and banana toast, and she's just jogging away. But I think I got the last laugh because she texted me yesterday, and she said, "I'm a mess. Two nails have fallen off. My foot is in dire pain. I really can't move." Hopefully.
Feeling good to be a fatty then,
doesn't
it?
Right. Exactly. I woke up okay. Hopefully, this will be her last marathon. Now, Brian, have you run a full marathon?
No. I've done an official race. The farthest I've done is a 5K. I've done on my own runs of 8-9 miles. A full marathon sounds horrible. And I've always wondered, why aren't they on Saturdays? It just sounds like a mess running that much and then having to go to work the next day. It always made more sense.
This one was on Saturday.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Well, you think a lot of them are on
Sundays? Most of them are on Sundays.
Yeah. Oh, Boston's on a Monday, though, right?
Yeah, and the majority of them are. I know the one here, I think, is on a Sunday.
That's right. The rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just sounds. They should do like an ice bath. That's what you're supposed to do after a marathon.
No, she went to a pancake place.
Well, that's your. Actually, you are supposed to eat that. That's good because that helps just with the recovery process. But then you're supposed to literally just fill a bathtub of ice like a football player and just sit in it because then that helps your muscles.
Well, that sounds uncomfortable too. Who'd want to sit in that?
I know my sister did that after one of her marathons, and she said that helped just because then you're not as sore the next morning if you do that.
Huh. Well, 26.2. I don't think I want to do that.
Nope.
I don't think I could do that. All right. Let's see. A couple of business items before we go to break. I do want to tell you about Maryville University. They are one of our good sponsors. And if you'd like to be a little bit more familiar with that great school, I recommend going to maryville.edu. Their students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support, beginning with their first steps in transition from high school to college. And Hollywood Casino. I was out at Hollywood Casino for 4 hours yesterday. There was a big promotion for some of their big players, and we gave away great autographed baseballs on the hour for four straight hours. And, boy, what they did was, I think, Brian, you would have got a kick out of this. They had the cuisine, the top cuisine, at a number of different Major League Baseball stadiums, and they served it to everyone. So, they had the Camden Yards. It was the lobster roll.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
In St. Louis, they did it with the hot salami, I guess, in honor of Joyas.
Well, that's no longer served at the ballpark, though.
Yeah, it isn't.
That was
like their version.
That was a one-game thing, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And I really respect Joyas for doing that, too.
Yes.
They don't want their product not at 100%, so that's what they did. I'm trying to think what else they had. Let's see. They had some special donuts from one stadium. Oh, they had the Milwaukee Brats. They had some really good stuff.
They have Skyline Chili from Cincinnati. That gross.
Ooh, that would have been very good. No. Yeah. Oh, you don't like Skyline Chili?
I think it's disgusting. Oh. It looks and tastes terrible.
Hmm. All right. If you get a chance, though, head on out to Hollywood Casino because it is a fun place. I had a little bit of time in between pulling out the names for the balls and just walked around. What a interesting collection of people. What a cool place. It's all brand new. And walked into Charlie Gito's, one of the swankest restaurants in St. Louis. Really a nice place. Hollywood Casino, our title sponsor. We'll take a short time out. In a little bit, we'll check in with Rick Humble. We'll be right back.